Some people say you should never go full prepper. I say, f*** those people. We are going balls to the wall, full on, all American prepper style today, and there ain't no limits. Let's get to it. So if you're prepping for the end of the world as we know it, home fortifications are absolutely essential. We've reviewed a variety of different products. We've talked about sandbags, door stoppers, door barricades, but what we're going to show you today is really next level prepping stuff. And in fact, in order to get this particular item, we had to go to a land far, far away called China. All right, so today we are talking about HESCO barriers, H-E-S-C-O barriers. These things are freaking awesome. These are like sandbags on steroids. Basically, what they allow you to do is erect makeshift fortifications, and you can build just walls, you can build freaking castles if you want to. The U.S. military uses these quite frequently. Now, they're very hard to come by, so you have to go all the way to China to get them. I didn't think much of the quality. I figured I was going to be getting some really skimpy quality. But this is a really heavy-duty wire mesh, heavy gauge. So these HESCO barriers were much bigger than I originally anticipated. These things are going to stop, never mind bullets like sandbags. We've done our sandbag testing on the channel before. We show you that a sandbag can pretty much stop any caliber round. These things are going to be able to stop artillery. And to me, that's just cool. These are 6 feet high by 8 feet wide, but you can get them built to custom spec. If you want more information about where I got these from, ask me in the comment section below, but I have no affiliation with this company whatsoever. Let me show you what it looks like on the inside. So as you can see, this is going to take a lot of dirt to fill, but I am thoroughly impressed with the qualities. I guess we're going to find out how it works. So let's go and set it up, and then we're going to try to blow it up with Tannerite. The Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Iranians are en route according to my contacts, so we got to set up artillery barriers. We're going over and above. We need more power! The Chinese are coming, so I ordered shit from China. Eventually, what I want to do is I'm actually going to use these around the property, and I'm going to use them as sound barriers so I can build a gun range. But right now, all we're doing is we're doing a little Tannerite test. You can't own handgun, but you can own explosive Tannerite. So first thing, let's load her up. We got to get these HESCO barriers on this quad ASAP. Let's get one more on there. Thank you, sir. These things are heavy. So just be prepared. And almost killed the communist toys. It helps if you have somebody to help you out and you don't have a bunch of slacking Bolshevik sons of bitches in the back end there. All right, so this is what we got. I'm gonna try to do this myself. I mean, all those hours in the gym. You know what? I think I'm gonna put gloves on though, because I already cut myself. Look at that. An SHTF. This could be a death sentence. Now, the thing about these is they don't have a bottom. I don't know if China just ripped me off or what, but like this. And maybe we'll pull it over here a bit. So when you order these from China, you can select the gauge of the wire. So I probably didn't have to go this overkill, but you know how we do around here. So these are 7 foot HESCO barriers. As you can see, I'm 6'5". So you can order them shorter if you want. So I think 6 feet tall is gonna be more than sufficient to protect us against an artillery round, but I guess we'll find out. My life is in your hands. I haven't made my will yet, so. Tilt. Ugh. Okay, so we filled up the HESCO barrier. It took about, I don't know, 10 loads on the tractor, maybe a little bit more. I'd say we got about 7 or 8 cubic yards in here. There's no way a bullet's getting through anything here. With only a few inches of sand, you can pretty much stop almost any caliber bullet. Normally what the military does though, is they do two rows of these and then they actually put another one on top. Now, originally I wanted to do that, but by the looks of things, I don't think my tractor is gonna be tall enough. So this will stop any kind of caliber round used all over the world by the US military. We're using it for SHTF preparedness because you just never know. A very sturdy platform. It looks unstable, but that bulge is, what should I say about that bulge that you don't know already? These are very strong cages and all the load is distributed all around, so I'm not concerned about that at all. Very heavy gauge wire. I don't know what the actual gauge is, but it's about 2.5 millimeters thick, so it's pretty thick. Should we get the old Winchester?
Yeah, Mayan.
First up, 22 caliber versus the HESCO barrier. What do you have to say for yourself?
You say that you like my mama? Time to prove you wrong, Mayan.
Rock and roll. That's it? Oh, you got a jam.
Oh, freak that hot.
Oh. What's the? What if you were in a war? What would you do? Come on. That actually put a big hole in it.
This is what the 22 did. So I'm actually quite surprised by that.
All right, so up next, we got a heavier hitter because this guy's weapon just didn't cut it. We got 223 in full metal jacket out of this Tavor. Let's see what happens.
What?
There we go. Not do that much, eh? Personal favorite, this is a Colt 45 Henry lever action. Woo! This is the shot that's gonna save the world and prevent World War III, baby. Let's do it! Woo! Damn, that's got bite. So I've conscripted a friend of mine from Duck Dynasty to help us out today. He's gonna be firing 12 gauge triple B 3-inch. Let her rip!
All right, you ready?
Hang on, Woo! You wanna lead into that one? Woo! Nice. SHTF pro tip. If you're gonna use signs in SHTF to keep people on your property, make sure you shoot them up a lot first. Looks far more raw, gritty, and hardcore. This is triple B. This is slug, rifled slug. What do you think? Would you enter someone's property if you've seen that? So now we're gonna, I guess, put some tannerite in front of it and see what happens. So what tannerite is, it consists of an oxidizer, which is ammonium nitrate, and an aluminum powder catalyst. And if you put enough kinetic energy onto it, then it's gonna go boom.
Woo! Guys, I think I spotted something. Take a look at this. Do you see that? It's a real moose.
Have you been drinking lately?
Don't tell your mom. I had a perfectly placed shot. I think we got him. Let's go check it out. Look at this beauty. Look at that rack. Isn't that gorgeous? Where's the rest of them?
Last shot, wait. I gotta go Batman style. No rope.
Without the rope.
First kill of the year, baby.
Tastes like chemicals. Baxter, go get him.
Okay, so the HESCO barrier obviously survived the Tannerite explosion. I still think it was kind of weak, to be honest. I was expecting a bit more. I think gravel is a better medium for a HESCO barrier because were this made of sand, I have a feeling that all the sand would pour out. But because it's more coarse and there's variable size stones, it holds it in there together tighter. So people take this stuff for granted. Gravel. You go down a gravel road and you just think to yourself, there's an abundance of this stuff everywhere. But when you have a homestead, this is like gold out here. Ask any homesteader, it's one of those commodities that you underestimate, and the more you can get of it, the better. So if you can get a good deal on it, just get it, because you never know when you're going to need it. The sand is still a better bullet stopper because it's a finer powder, it's more compacted, and when you shoot at this, it'll actually penetrate deeper than if you were to shoot a sandbag. But with the sandbag, it closes in behind it as well. But you also have to deal with the leaks of the sandbag. So eventually, you shoot a sandbag enough, it's going to run dry. With this, though, I mean, you'd have to shoot this thing a lot. I mean, we barely made it a few inches into what is a 6-foot diameter HESCO barrier. So, you know, I mean, forget about it. SHTF protection, if you want to go overkill, all-American prepper style, this is the way to go. All right, guys, so we need to blow this up. So we got to come back with some bigger explosives because I'm quite frankly, I'm not satisfied with the demonstration here today. I want to see what it's going to take to destroy these HESCO barriers. If that means pulling them down, getting the bolt cutters out, we got to get through these because we want to loot and pillage on the other side. See you on the flip side, my friends. If you want more information about these, links in the comment section below. Thanks for watching. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.